Modeling zero delay components. If we look at a standard flip-flop and its timing diagrams, this picture is replicated from somewhere else in the printed lecture notes. But you should recall from digital hardware principles that a flip-flop has propagation delay, setup time and hold time. And if we're to connect the output of one flip-flop to the input of another, the propagation delay needs to be longer than the hold time. So if we consider this simple example where X and Y are cross-connected, then we expect on the positive edge of the clock for the data in them to swap over. But this will only be the case in real hardware if the delay on the Q output, the propagation delay, clock to Q time, is longer than the hold time. Now, we don't want to start putting arbitrary numbers into our simulation just to make it work. What we'd like is the zero delay model to work. And so the event-driven kernel for Verilog and VHDL has an extension called the delta cycle, which enables this to work. The actual flip-flops, you may recall, internally consist of a master and a slave. There's actually two RS latches inside an edge-triggered D-type flip-flop. And what happens is that the master is being updated with the new value, and then on the positive edge of the clock, it's atomically copied across to the slave. And when we have variables in a event-driven simulation for hardware, we can approach the problem with the same solution, actually have two values stored for such a variable, and we call such a variable a signal. That's the VHDL terminology in particular, and System C borrows that, as we'll see in another lecture. So what happens with these is that any particular wire has its current value and its next value. That's a wire of the signal type. And hence we can make this sort of non-blocking assignment in Verilog, assigned to X and assigned to Y. We're assigning to the next value, which will be committed on the positive edge of the clock. Next slide.